AP Sports, I'm Chuck Freeman. The Los Angeles Chargers are in the NFL playoffs. They swallowed up the Indianapolis Colts 20-3. Austin Eckler scored two 1-yard runs. Chargers in the playoffs for the first time since 2018.
We indeed are in the playoffs, so I won't take away from that, but I just know, you know, where we need to be as far as, you know, being a playoff team, right? Finally going back since 2018. And I'm looking forward to it with these boys. A lot of these guys, man, we've been working hard. All the ups and downs, the adversity, it feels good to be back.
The Chargers defense put relentless pressure on Colts quarterback Nick Foles, sacked him 7 times, intercepted him 3 times. Denver's 4-11 season cost head coach Nathaniel Hackett his job. Hackett was in his first year with the Broncos. Miami quarterback Tua Tagovailoa in concussion protocol for a second time this year. In the NBA, Brooklyn has won 9 in a row, 125-117 over Cleveland. That's their longest winning streak since moving to Brooklyn. Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving each had 32 points. Durant says passing NBA legend Tim Duncan for 15th place on the all-time scoring list, a nice milestone.
It's something that I'll call my folks about tonight and talk over and just reminisce on the time, you know, how we got here, you know. So it's pretty cool to do stuff like that, and I want to celebrate those small things, but, you know, keep pressing forward. I know I got more to do.
LA Clippers overcame a 14-point deficit in the final 3 minutes of regulation and beat Detroit 142-131. Paul George had 32. Miami defeated Minnesota 113-110. Kevin Porter had 36 in Houston's 133-118 win over Chicago. New Orleans played without Zion Williamson, their leading scorer, and they still beat Indiana 113-93. San Antonio over Utah 126-122. The NHL and the world of college basketball each had the night off. There was one bowl game. It was the Quick Lane Bowl, and New Mexico State held off a late rally by Bowling Green to win 24-19. The victory allows Jerry Kill, longtime college football coach, to get his first bowl victory. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.